From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The sound of taps at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery today, where the traditional wreath-laying ceremony was carried out to honor the nation's war dead. Speaking later to veterans, their families, and others, Vice President Joe Biden said the country has a sacred obligation to make sure its servicemen and women continue to be the best equipped and supported in the world.
This is the finest military the world has ever produced, period.
President Obama was to deliver a similar Memorial Day message in Illinois, but his remarks were washed out by a severe thunderstorm that hit there with lightning and high winds. The president is scheduled to deliver his remarks upon his return to Washington at Andrews Air Force Base. Hundreds of Cincinnatians turned out to honor fallen soldiers at one of the city's Memorial Day events. From member station WNKU, Sherry Lawson reports a mother whose son died in Afghanistan was the grand marshal and keynote speaker in a Cincinnati suburb.
Some saluted and some stood with hands over their hearts as they sang God Bless America at a solemn ceremony following a parade of marching bands and 200 veterans representing every branch of the military. Karen Wallace's son, Army Sergeant Danny Wallace, was killed in Afghanistan in October 2008. Fighting back tears, she says for her, Memorial Day means a number of things, including a lot of hurt.
I guess being proud of the ones that died for our country. Because I know Danny was a proud soldier, that I do know. He loved what he did, and he wouldn't do it no other way.
Following the ceremony, she planned to stop at a cemetery in Williamstown, Kentucky, to place flowers and a small flag on her son's grave. For NPR News, I'm Sherry Lawson in Cincinnati.
BP officials say the company will soon begin a new effort to try and cap the leaking oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. But officials are warning the plan, even if successful, will not totally stop the flow of oil and in the short run may increase the amount that's gushing out. We get more from NPR's Carrie Kahn.
The new plan involves cutting off the leaking riser pipe and placing a containment cap over it. If that works, BP officials say some, but not all of the oil could then be piped to the surface. But until the containment cap is placed over the severed pipe, the flow of oil will likely increase. By how much, no one can accurately say. Ultimately, the oil giant says the best chance to stop the leak stands with two relief wells that are being drilled but won't be completed until August. And to add to the bad news, NOAA, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, released its latest prediction of where the oil slick is headed, most likely north, to barrier islands off Mississippi and Alabama. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Buras, Louisiana.
U.S. financial markets are closed for the Memorial Day holiday today. Markets in Britain were also closed for a bank holiday. However, European equities closed higher, led by shares of German exporters. In Frankfurt, the DAX was up 18 points today. You're listening to NPR. Heavy smoke from Canadian wildfires is blanketing much of the northeastern U.S. More than 50 blazes are burning in the province of Quebec. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann has details.
It's been a dry, hot spring in eastern Canada, and a series of lightning storms over the last week triggered forest fires covering nearly 250,000 acres. A shift in the wind is now carrying a big plume of smoke and ash down over New Hampshire, Vermont, and northern New York. The smoke has triggered a rash of 911 calls to emergency operators from people worried that the fires might be in their own homes or neighborhoods. Smog alerts have been issued for the Canadian cities of Ottawa and Montreal. In Quebec, where the blazes are centered, more than 2,000 people have been forced to evacuate their homes. 1,200 firefighters, including crews from Maine, are battling the blazes. Rainfall is expected later tonight. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Westport, New York.
Top-ranked Serena Williams has beaten Shahar Peor of Israel in the fourth round of the French Open, setting herself up for an even tougher singles match to come. Williams beat Peor 6-2, 6-2, and next takes on seventh-seeded Sam Stosur of Australia in the quarterfinals, a match she says will provide a tough test.
You can never underestimate anyone, and Sam's actually a wonderful clay court player, and I think she proved that last year, and this year I think she's only lost twice on the clay. So she's someone that you can't overlook, and she has a good chance to go all the way.
Serena and sister Venus Williams have advanced to the semifinals of the doubles tournament. Big weekend at the box office for the movie Shrek Forever After. The latest installment in the Shrek series raked in an estimated $55.7 million over the four-day-long Memorial Day holiday. Other big box office draws included Prince of Persia, which earned $37.8 million. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.